festival for you.
Festival for you.
Big festival for you.
Festival for you.
Big festival for you.
Big festival for you.
Big festival for you.
It's a big festival for you.
Big festival for you. For lots of food.
Big festival for you.
You.
Big festival for you.
Big festival for you.
October 21st to 25th. Everybody welcome.
Is what you're really there for? Summer else fears.
Yes, I
know that. Yes. Big festival.
Big festival for you. There's lots of pancakes.
Every breaking wave on the shore tells the next one there'll be one.
I would just want to thank Basil for being brave enough to do that. Zechariah chapter 3, verse 10 says this: "In that day, declares the Lord of hosts, every one of you will invite his neighbor to sit under his vine and under his fig tree." I was searching for a few verses about invite, and I thought, wow, that is amazing. The Lord tells us to go and invite our neighbors. You know, many of you were here last week. You heard the fantastic program that's been set up, the professional musicians that are coming on the festival nights, the amazing food that is being planned for the festival nights, and then the market, the festival market that we're planning on the Saturday. It's like St. George's Market comes to Marilyn. You know, this is going to be something you can really invite your friends and your neighbors to. But, you know, the aim is to like invite and even feed 5,000 people if we can do that. But If it's only Gareth's neighbours, there will be three people sitting around a wee portion of lasagna eating away. So every single person here, right, you have probably seen this by now, the festival programme. We ordered 5,000 of these. God blessed us with 10,000 of these, right? We got an extra 5,000 for free. So there are absolutely loads to spread around the community, right? And who's spreading them around the community? You are, right? So what we want you to do is to think about who you could invite. Could it be the rest of your family? Where do they live? Well, you might think, well, I don't live around here. Bring them from far and near. Fly them in from Australia, wherever, right? You just say to them, look, we are having this fantastic festival of food and music in our church. We're having an amazing speaker, the Irish sort of storyteller evangelist, who's going to tell people about Jesus. And when he tells people about Jesus, lots of them come to Jesus. We saw it earlier in the year, right? So if you invite your family, your friends, now, the thing about inviting them is, particularly if they're not used to coming to church, you'll invite them and they'll say, oh, think about that. Oh, that sounds really nice. And then, you know, if that's it, well, they'll just maybe forget about it, right? Or it might be on the thing and think, oh, I should have went to that. But if you say to them, if you drop one of these round to their house and say, look, this is going to be really good, will you come? And then you leave it at that. And then you go back a few days later and say, hey, this is coming up in 2 weeks' time. This could be today. This is coming up in a couple of weeks' time. What are you going to go to? I'm going to the Wednesday night. Are you going to come with me? Right? That kind of thing. So be specific. Invite them several times. Ring them up and say, are you coming? Are you going on the Saturday? Well, the kids, you know, what are we going to do with the kids? There's a clown for the kids. There's face painting for the kids. There's a balloon, you know. There's going to be loads of food. There's tons of stuff for everybody on the Saturday, right? So just invite them. Be specific. Say, when are you coming? You know, and make sure you invite lots of people. You know, there's people in your street who would love to come to this. Absolutely love, who haven't heard about it yet. You know, if you don't know them, you can just stick it through the door. But why not say, hey, look, knock on your door and say, I'm your neighbor from four doors up. I know we've waved, but I've never had a chance to chat. Well, look, we're having this really big festival. Would you like to come? And get to know them. Or just, if you're not that comfortable with that, put it through their door, right? There are lots and lots and lots of these. I said to Gareth, we should hire a helicopter and drop them from the skies, you know. But really, it needs us. It needs us to go out there and invite hundreds and thousands of people to come. If we invite 10,000 people, we could get 5,000 people over the 4 or 5 days, you know? But we need to invite them. So that's what we're inviting them to, right? The festival nights, the festival day, and then the Sunday services as well. Come for harvest. We want to have a record-breaking harvest. We could bowl the cabbages down the aisle. No, we'll not do that. But a record-breaking harvest through both churches, right? For Gareth's last harvest. That would be amazing. Now, you might think, where is it happening? Well, all the details are in here. It's between Darlingstown and Marlin on the nights, and the festival market is up in Marlin Halls, right? But if you're thinking, if somebody asks you, where is it? All those details are in here, okay? And then who, we talked about who, but let's be more specific. I believe you got cards like this on the way in, correct? You got one of these? Hold it up. And we were given these earlier in the year. PJ said, this is a good approach to pray, invite, and bring. And you may have been praying for some of your friends and neighbors. I have been praying for our neighbor. Invited him to the bike night. He sent his dad. All right? So I'm hoping he'll come to this, right? And so what I would like you to do is just to think again. If you haven't thought of anybody at that time, think now who you could invite, right? And take a moment and write a few names down on the card, all right? Pray about it just immediately now. Think of the names and write them down. Let's just do that. Some names down. Some of you are still getting pens. Just while you're writing, we'll pray for these people. Okay? Lord, as we think about the names of our friends and family and neighbors and write them on this card, we just pray that you would be working in their lives. Holy Spirit, impress on them a desire to come. Lord, work in us that we might go and invite these people and invite more people through our work or through our street, in the shops. Press on us, Lord, and press on them. In your name we pray. So, let's remind ourselves of that verse. In that day, declares the Lord of hosts, every one of you will invite his neighbor to sit under his vine and under his fig tree. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. Me again. Now, there's a couple of things I want to tell you about first, and that is love your neighborhood. You heard me talking about it last week. Well, now, quite a number of the streets that we put up on the screen have been covered, but there are still a few little bundles out in the porch there that need to be delivered around Marlin and Darlingstown. We've done really, really well, but there's just still a few. So if anybody would like to take a little bundle and deliver it around their area or street, that would be really, really brilliant. The practical team and the welcome team, just anyone who's put their names down for those, if you could find Peter, stand up with the clipboard. He will be probably lingering around the coffee bar later on. So if you would just try and find him, if you put your name down, because we just need to know when you're available. And we also need a few more people to do that. So that's welcome and practical, and that's helping with putting up marquees, tables, maybe driving about a bit. So there we are. So those are the two things. Oh, and one last thing, Stephen asked me to mention as well. Straight after church, we are going for a little bit of publicity, so we need a few people just to go outside the door of the church and have your picture in the Lurgan Mail, potentially, you know, just by sort of having the launch photograph for our mission. So that's just some wee practical things. But what I'm really here to do is to invite Nikki Hannah, our youth worker, up onto the stage. So Nikki, sort of, by virtue of the number of years I've been on this earth, I don't really have an awful lot of contact with Nikki, as many of you won't. Okay. We'll use this one. Okay. There we are. join me over here. Well, as I was saying, by virtue of the amount of years I've been here on this earth, I don't have a lot of contact with Nikki, as many of you won't, unless you've got kids or you're of the right age. This is Nikki. She's been up the front before, she's been around, but just Nikki is our youth worker. And one of the exciting parts of the festival is Saturday night. So Nikki, last week we promised you we'd tell you a little bit more about it. So Nikki, what have you got planned for Saturday night?
Saturday night should be lots of fun, so I'm really excited about it. We're on the countdown. So it is our big Red Door Festival, and it is available for any young person who is year 8 and above. So it's much like the rest of the festival that's happening. There's going to be lots of food, music, a lot of fun, and we're having a guest speaker, which is Sean Booth. So he's PJ's son, so he's going to be giving us a message. So as you can imagine, to get the festival feel, we're going to be having lots of festival type things. So we're going to have party food for any of the young people that come. We're going to be having popcorn, candy floss, and milkshakes, hippie shakes, done by what is personally my favourite milkshake bar in Belfast, Jen's. I don't know if anybody knows it, but they're coming to do milkshakes for us. And then we're also going to have lots of live music, a message from Sean, and a few surprises that you need to show up to actually find out what's happening. So it's going to be really festival feel, like the rest of the week, and it's available for anybody who's year 8 and above. So we would love you to invite. If you have any nieces, nephews, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, or just anybody that you know who's of the right age, it would be great to have them along because it should be a really good night. So that's kind of what's happening.
Thanks very much, Nikki. Well, now, we're all sort of hopefully joining in with praying for three things at 10 o'clock at night, every night between now and the mission. So is there anything that you would like us to add in this week to our three things at 10 to pray for you and the youth?
Yeah, one of my biggest requests would be that it would be a real significant night for the young people that come. I would ask you to pray that it's a transforming night for young people, that they come and encounter Jesus and they have new life in him. That would be my biggest request, because that is what we're doing this for. So I would be praying for a change in life, change of atmosphere, that Jesus is just made known to the young people that come. That would be my biggest request. I think it can be a really significant night for the young people. Also, as Sean is preparing, just pray for him as he's preparing to speak to the young people, that the Lord would just give him the words, and that actually as he speaks, that there's young people sitting there going, "Is he speaking to me?" I want it to be that personal, that it's really touches young people. So pray for Sean as he prepares. And then also just practically, we're tying up loose ends, we're finalising details in these next sort of couple of weeks. So just pray for practically all of those things to get tied up well, and that it just would be a really smooth sailing night. So that would be it, really. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Nikki. I just want to say, just add to that, that it is about the invite. It's about bringing people along. And just as Carl shared last week about coming along to a mission, I suppose one of the first contacts I had in my own right, although I went to Sunday school and everything, was to be invited along to a youth fellowship event by my friend at school when I was about 14. And from that, I just ended up going to different things at her church, actually, which was a little bit away from where I lived in Belfast. It was in Dundonald. And then I ended up going to the youth fellowship and becoming a Christian. And so that intervention in my life by an invite is the reason why I'm here. It gave me a good foundation for the rest of my life. Now, I didn't always, later on in my 20s, stay connected into a church, but I always had my Christian faith. But it gave me the foundation. So what I would say is every intervention counts. And if you would take prayer points that Nikki has given you and maybe add those into your 10 p.m. prayers. So thanks, everyone.
Thanks so much to everybody on the mission team, and especially for those presentations this morning. Just going to share a few very brief thoughts on the Colossians passage before we sing again together. It's Colossians 4, page 1184. Big news in our house. I was invited to a party yesterday. I didn't go, but it was lovely to be invited. Normally all the invitations in our house are for the little people. And if you have invited our little people to parties over these years, thank you so much for that. What you find in Colossians chapter 4 is that Paul has been talking to people about God and talking to God about people. And three very brief things from this short passage. What Julia's just said is absolutely true. Most people come along to church or come along to a new experience at church because of personal invitation. And one of the key things that Paul talks about here is that God opens a door for his message. God does the key part of that connecting with people, but he uses us. And so we have to invite all kinds of people to come in. We have to invite all kinds of people in order to reach as many as we possibly can. Second thing Paul says there is, be wise in the way we act towards outsiders. And the word outsiders is not an offensive word. It's just a literal description of those who are outside the church compared with those who are inside the church. And it's vital that if we want to reach those people, then our lifestyle and our witness, as well as our words, have to fit with that invitation to those outside. Those outside will not come in if they don't see us living out what we say we believe in. So verse 6, he says, let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. And then the last thing is, he says, make the most of every opportunity. It may take you to be patient with this, but don't be so patient in inviting people that you don't do anything. It may take time. It may take, as Stephen said, multiple invitations. But please make the most of this opportunity. There's a lot to be built on this year. There's a lot of goodwill, as it were, after Beyond the Veil and the Family Fun Night and the Bike Night and all those things. People are open to be invited. We have seen people come along to those things, and we've been really blessed and encouraged. And we would love people, more and more people, to come in. And just what something has been on my heart to share this morning is that if you, in your head, somehow are saying, when this big festival happens, I will come to Christ, that you've already decided in your head that you're looking forward to that, I'd say to you, don't wait. Don't leave it that long. Make that step. Hear the invitation of the Spirit today. And as we gather around the Lord's table, you will see people coming forward, expressing their faith. That might be a moment for you to really think through what God is saying in your lives. We're gonna move into our prayers now as Gordon comes to lead us, and then we'll sing "Here I Am, Wholly Available" before we move into communion. So Gordon's going to come and lead us in the prayers. As we do that, just a very quick set of announcements. Cafe Church is on this evening here at 8 o'clock. There's a time of prayer at the end of the service here this morning, about 11:30, up in the gallery at 11:30 for the future and the life of the parish. Tomorrow evening, there's a prayer union presentation on a possible Holy Land tour, which looks really exciting. James Boyd is being instituted in Willowfield on Tuesday night. These are all on the yellow sheet that you can take away with you this morning. The seniors' movie night is also on Tuesday. I know you can't be at both, but the Glenn Miller story is being shown here in the lounge. And next Saturday, there is a coffee morning for Love for Life. There are already some shoe boxes ready for you. If you'd like those, talk to Diane or talk to the Cole family, who can help you with Samaritan's Purse shoe boxes, ready-made ones that are available for that. And that's been well supported over the last few years. So hand over to Gordon.